As the Senate voted Wednesday evening to end the partial shutdown and avoid default, New York 21st District Representative Democrat Bill Owens held a conference call with reporters. He said he had read the bill, was satisfied with the agreement, and supported it.
We have a January 15th, 2014 CR. We have the debt ceiling increase in place till February 7th. It is basically a continuation of last year's continuing resolution, which means everything is going to be funded at $986 billion and then is subject to the sequestration cuts. So what we're really talking about is the 2013 sequestration level of funding, which in and of itself represents a substantial amount of cuts in many, many programs.
While Owens is glad the process is done, at least temporarily, he feels a solution should have been dealt with weeks ago.
Many senators are saying we can't let this happen again. I'm hopeful, but I tend to be a little optimistic, that this, in fact, will be a breakthrough. But the primary focus from my perspective is making sure we do not have this kind of an issue on either January 15th or February 7th again. And the only way we can get there is by having a deal that addresses a lot of legitimate concerns about how we get the deficit under control and then ultimately the debt.
Vermont at-large Democratic Congressman Peter Welch commented on the House floor shortly after the announcement that a deal had been reached. Welch says Congress has finally ended a spectacle based on the proposition that it is legitimate to discuss whether the nation needs to pay its bills.
This struggle has damaged the institution, but the principles that were at stake are now resolved. One, the Affordable Care Act is the law of the land. Two, you cannot use the tactic of shutdown or the tactic of default as a way to get your way on your agenda.
Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said he would vote to end what he called the nightmare of the past 2 weeks. But Sanders warns that it is a short-term agreement and any new negotiations must not include draconian cuts.
It is extremely distressful that approximately a million federal employees have not received a paycheck. But it is not only the million or so federal employees who are hurting, it is the tens of millions of Americans today who are in enormous anxiety about whether or not they're going to get the federal benefits that they are entitled to and the federal services that they need. Today, one out of four major corporations pays zero in federal income tax. Maybe we might want to ask them to pay something in taxes so that we don't cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, education, and nutrition programs.
Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, the U.S. Senate President pro tem, was harshly critical of what he calls the, quote, extortionist tactics, unquote, used by those who supported the shutdown. In a statement released Wednesday, he said, quote, as the ripples of the Tea Party shutdown have cascaded through every community across the nation, they have hurt families, workers, and businesses everywhere. If this extremist faction had been able to push the U.S. into default, our economy could have been thrown back into a deep recession. Fortunately, cooler heads prevailed in the Senate, unquote. Representative Bill Owens noted that Congress may have forestalled a major economic disaster with the deal and recalled a recent conversation with regional chambers of commerce.
What the business people were talking about was the debt default, and the message was universal, do not let it happen.
The Senate voted first and passed the measure 81-18 at mid-evening Wednesday. The House followed about 2 hours later, approving the agreement with a final 285-144 vote. President Obama signed it early Thursday. Standard & Poor's estimated the shutdown has taken $24 billion out of the economy. I'm Pat Brapley, WAMC News.